Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Van Hack Success Case. Today, I'm really excited to be joined by Andre, who is a software developer, senior Ruby on Rails engineer from Ukraine, who recently relocated to Calgary in Canada. Great to have you here, and congratulations for getting hired, Andre.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Fantastic. So let's just give people a background. Who are you? Where are you from? What's your professional experience, etc.?
I'm Andrei from Ukraine. I've worked as a Ruby on Rails developer for 8, even 9 years now. I have experience working in startups. Mostly in Ukraine, we're working on outsourced companies. And my background is quite wide, so
Fantastic. And where did this idea for you to come get hired abroad come from? Like, how long have you been trying to relocate? Is this something new or something you've been trying to do for a while?
Well, to be honest, from the start, active start to the finish, it was very fast. I watched emails from the registration on Van Hack to the job offer. It took me 5 months, including low demand months as December and the beginning of the January. This is tip to everyone. Like, if you're looking actively a job in December, this is not the good time. But in general, it was very fast. I think we even not expected to receive so quickly. Our original plan was, to find job, to search more than half year, to be honest, but in fact, it was very fast. So if you're looking for a job and plan, I will go smoothly and find job for after 1 year. Yeah, it could be very fast. I think you can get even within 1 week if you're lucky enough. So be ready for everything.
Yeah, it's a good. That's true. We have had that hackers get hired pretty quickly. Other people take longer. It's everyone's different, but very cool. And did you want to get hired abroad before learning about that hack? Like, were you always kind of looking at a job in Canada or somewhere else?
Well, I was looking for some possibilities to earn a different experience because I think on that time had 6 years of experience. I think I was quite comfortable and I was in some zone of comfort. And on that time, and especially age, you have chance to try something different, right? And I decided this is a good time to choose something, to choose some country, but the original idea to move to Canada was after a trip to the United States. I think it was 2019. We really enjoyed it, but we felt it's a bit issue with safety in United States. It's really nice to travel, but to live there, especially later we were waiting for the kid, was not the best idea, at least for that time. So we choose Canada as more safety and place.
Cool. And so let's talk about your interview. Or your experience with Van Hack. How was your experience, getting interviews with the platform in general? Did you do any preparation with the Van Hack team? Did we help you get ready? How was just the interview process for the job that you ended up getting hired for?
Yeah, I will start from the beginning. The first step is the most complicated, is to register on platform and pass English test and pass coding test. This is the first step that you need to go through, and it's required. You don't skip them. Other part was very clean. Your updates for the platform on the Twitter that you can see how how many applicants applied to the application was also very nice. So you can see the progress, and this gives you this transparency and you know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So always apply for the new job as fast as possible, because when you wait for, let's say, a few days or week, it can be like, I don't know, more than 100 requests to it. You still can be chosen from company or from the recruiter that's mm-hmm. responsible for this, but you should do this as fast as possible and your chances will be increased. So I started applying for the jobs quite carefully, but like I saw when I apply, I will get immediate response, but it's not working like that. I didn't know on that time that how platform is working. Yeah. So later I start actively observing new vacancies, and then things start to moving. I also did some updates to my CV. Yeah. I constantly updated it. And yeah, also in same time, I was learning and preparing for interviews, especially coding interviews. Mm-hmm. Also, I had a tutor for English. So I really recommend you to have some tutor. If you are a premium member of NHack, this is good mm-hmm. to have group lessons, but to speak like more comfortably, you don't need to know this all English grammar. Yeah, you need to know this later, but first of all, you don't need to be like, you need to be scared for speaking and not to stuck very quickly on something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is just some advices. And I think this was kind of classic first interview, just was not technical. Then you, if you succeed, you go to the technical. Like classically, it's about 3 interviews per job. Mm-hmm. Had about 10 interviews in general from different companies, maybe less than 10. I didn't count. Mm-hmm. And I can say they're like very technical questions. So mm-hmm. I think mostly they look at your experience and they match with your person and mm-hmm. how you fit on this this job and their team. So this I would say like soft skills is very important, and if they decline it, this doesn't mean nothing. And don't be too sad. It could be not your fault. So it just things working like that. And don't really like push hard into finding jobs. Yeah, I think the best option is to like try to find it, but easily, right? And,
yeah, find the right set.
This is like, it's not depending your like really life. Yeah, this is something that will be good to you and probably your family, but don't push too hard, I would say.
Mm. Cool. And so how was the, you know, interview with the company that you ended up getting hired at? You mind just saying like the exact step?
Yeah, you know? This company was quite small. And the interview was right from the CTO. So it was, I think we had 3 interviews. One was just to talk, like just about to, if we meet each other, like expectations. Mm-hmm. And second was technical one. With one more member of the company, one more software engineer. And basically that's it. There's no reason for a third step as This was from CTO, actually. So
great.
So it was quite fast.
Fantastic. And how did you feel when you got the offer? Like, how did you find out that, you know, you got hired? Did they send an email? Did they call you?
This is different story. And this is kind of part of second part of the story, this Russian invasion.
Yeah.
And like our story was quite common, I think, till that moment, because I received offer like 33rd of February. And in that moment also I had planned two interviews. Mm-hmm. So I had quite a good chances to get a job from different cities. I received a job offer from Calgary, and I had an interview from planned interview from Toronto and maybe Vancouver. So had options on that time, but I received offer.
Mm-hmm.
I think 5 hours before the invasion. So I was online, and from my company they write me like, we want to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
I ask, really? They tell me, yeah, we can just write you email and do mm-hmm. this officially. I say, yeah, yes, let's do this. Because I saw that in internet there are a lot of messages, you know, mm-hmm. that from 12 a.m. airspace become closed mm-hmm. in some part of Ukraine, mm-hmm. and a lot of airlines flew from Ukraine just to save planes. Mm-hmm. So something. We knew that something will happen, so I wanted to do things as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And when I received job offer, I quickly respond to other interviews that I had planned that I will not be able to attend it because I received job offer. Sorry,
yeah.
I did it very quickly and go to sleep. And in the morning, we heard an alarm. It was faster in Ukraine, it's Lviv. Mm-hmm. And at that time we didn't expect that we'll hear air alarm on Western Ukraine.
Mm.
We thought something will happen on Eastern Ukraine. So we were quite shocked, but yeah, we decided to move to the village outside of the city.
Mm.
But also we thought maybe we can try to go to the Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And we go on that direction and we were lucky that we stop near car where also pregnant woman. So my wife on the time was on the 8 months of pregnancy.
Right.
And when with two cars, we create some kind of convoy to the border, and they passed us like together. So we were quite lucky because on the next day, I think I was not allowed to cross the border because of the war time.
Wow.
So this was
One day from not leaving.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I think, yeah, we started to settle down in Poland, find some clinic to give a birth to the baby. Yeah. And I continue this process with hiring to one hack. Also, I had to resign from my position that I was working on before. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. A lot of steps.
Yeah. A lot of things in a short time. Wow. You said something there, like, I can't even imagine, you know, you move to a new country, your wife's pregnant, you have to find a place for her to give birth. Like, how was that process? Because my wife recently had a baby. It's so stressful. Even if you know where you're going to have the birth, like, were you able to get connected to a doctor? How was that process?
Yeah, this is really good question. I think this was the most important for us because Before this event, we decided that we'll give a birth in Ukraine because it is too stressful to move to a different country and to give a birth in a language that you're not really familiar with.
Language.
But I think I can give a big thanks to Poland people. They make this process for Ukrainian really, really not easy, but comfortable, and a lot of people were ready to help us. So we meet some people that help us to suggest what hospital to choose, what we need to do, what documents. There were some kind of even presentation what we need to do and what we need to take to the hospital. So it was quite comfortable, and we didn't have any issues with that. So
that's great.
Big thanks to the Poland.
Yeah. Wow. And was a boy, a girl, name?
Yeah, this is a boy, Joseph.
Joseph.
He has 5 months since the born.
My daughter's 1 month today, so that's funny.
1 month. Months.
Yeah.
Oh, you have active period. This first 3 months at least. This is complex one.
Yeah, I know, it's busy. That's wow, yeah, cool. Joey, Joseph will be Joey. Joe. That's awesome. Well, listen, how was the move? Like you let's say you moved to one country, you know, from Ukraine to Poland, and then how was the move to Canada? How was the visa process, the paperwork, and you know, finding the place to live in Calgary? How was the final relocation to Calgary?
Yeah, it was also quite complicated because with consultation from one HAC team, we decided to go through working visa. But really quickly, Canada create new program for Ukrainians, QET program that allows us to work for 3 years with open work permit. We had to collect last document for working visa, and there was possibility that when we start with working visa, it could be longer than with this new program, because this program had the priority of processing. So we choose this program, and after I guess 2 months we get a visa. So we just waited till our son will grow up a bit more, to become stronger, to have a flight. And actually we moved, and it was smooth, but we just when we came here, we had 2 weeks of this jet lag. But generally this moving part was quite smooth, so that we had some issues, just low level bureaucracy, I would say like that.
Great. So that's good to hear.
But I wanted to thank all OneHack team that helped us to collect all documents, because the issue with preparing for this was that we were in Poland and we were not able to collect all documents. So we had a big support of OneHack to do on every step, actually. So we feel comfortable and confident that all will be good.
That's great to hear. I'm sure many of them will listen to this episode and appreciate that. Maybe we can finish off with kind of advice that you have for other vet hackers who are looking to get hired. What would you say to other people who are at the beginning of their journey or going through the process right now that will help them get hired like you did?
I think saying this is the word, perseverance. You need to keep working all the time, and don't give up. Canada is that kind of country. If you really want to come here, you will be there for sure. Mm. It's really open for immigrants. So yeah, just don't give up and be and always work on your issues. Every interview, I had a Google Docs file and I wrote something, what could be better or what was my weak sides that yeah. I think that was like I can be better. So work on your issues like or weak sides.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great tip. Well, Andre, congratulations on getting hired. Your story is very inspiring. You went through a lot of changes in the last few months, moving country twice, new addition to the family. You should be very proud of yourself. And everyone here at VanHack is very happy to see you're doing well. Yeah, hopefully you and I can meet in person one day and meet Joseph and your wife as well. So send a big hi to them. Thank you so much for taking the time here.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the VanHack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.